As Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery gears up for his second run at the Arizona Supreme Court, his opponents are keeping up their campaign against him. The ACLU of Arizona will lead a protest outside of his office today ahead of his interview with the Commission on Appellate Court Appointments. They're aiming to drive home concerns about his potential to become Justice Montgomery. High Ground's Doug Cole served on the commission for 6 years, and he joins us now to talk about Montgomery's ongoing bid to join the highest court in the state. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Good morning.
So let's start with your time on the commission. Give us a sense of how it functions and how it may function in this case.
Sure. And thanks for having me on the show this morning. This is a very important constitutional commission that was set up by voters in the early 1970s. Arizona went from direct election of judges to a merit selection in the two biggest counties. And it says any candidate that gets over 250,000 in population then moves into the merit selection. So currently we have Maricopa, Pima, Pinal, which joined about 8-10 years ago, and then Coconino voted themselves in to the merit selection system. That's the first county to do that. They did that the last election. So in all these counties, there's a commission that is appointed by the governor and is confirmed by the Arizona State Senate. Each commission has 15 members, 10 are public members, of which I was one. Mm-hmm. And then they have 5 attorney members, and then a Supreme Court justice serves as a non-voting chairman. So you have the Maricopa Commission on trial court appointments that does the Superior Court, the Pima Commission, the Pinal Commission, and now the Coconino Commission. Then you have the big commission, which is the Appellate Court Commission. That's also 15 members. 10 public and 5 attorneys. That picks the Division I and Division II appellate court judges and the Supreme Court vacancies.
Now, Doug, considering how we're talking about merit selection, and merit selection requires the governor to see candidates not just from his own party.
That's correct.
In essence, how could this possibly work in this case? How influential is the commission ultimately when the governor gets the final call? They give him the list of selections, but then what, they've done their job at that point.
That's correct. And merit is the key word. It's the commission's job not to try to put a list together to force the governor's hand. Their job is to take applicants, look at their qualifications, and see if they have the merit to be selected by the governor.
And in this case, as we look at Bill Montgomery, is this going to how is the commission going to affect that decision at this point?
So, and on top of merit, the commission's hands are tied constitutionally on what those lists can look like. So, it says no more than 60% can be of the same party. So, if you're going to send up a list of 3, then 2 can only be of the same party, 1 from not of that party. If you're going to send up a list of 5. 3 can be Republican, 2 can be of other party. If you're going to send up a list of 7, 4 can be Republican, and 3 can be from other party. And in this case, of the 9 that have applied, 6 of them are Republican, 2 of them are Democrats, and 1 is a Libertarian. So the governor, in this case, if the commission decides to send up all 3 that are not Republicans, he can send up a list of 7, okay, unlike last round. Mm-hmm. where they sent up a list of 5 because they only had 2 non-Republicans.
I need you to be brief on this one, Doug. So,
sure.
So we're thinking about Bill Montgomery's the big name we're hearing. Is it odd that there would be supporters that would be that open about sort of lobbying the commission in a sense?
Well, yeah, that's kind of unusual because if you look at the normal applicant pool for the Supreme Court, that's the 2 Court of Appeals divisions. Most of the applicants that move up to the Supreme Court have served on the Court of Appeals, and either the Tucson division, which is 2, and Division I here in Phoenix. So it's unusual to have an elected official, especially a very high-profile elected mm-hmm. official like Bill Montgomery, apply. So what does that mean? His record is out there for all to like or to dislike. And as we know today, there's going to be a protest by the ACLU. This isn't the first time the ACLU has gone after Montgomery. They're actually suing him right now over public records.
Yeah. All right. That's Doug Cole with High Ground. Doug, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.